Hello everyone, my name is Serena. I'm here with Jerry and Mike, and this is the fourth official podcast. Your home of football, laughter, vibes, and everything.
Nice! Oh yes.
Anyway, guys, we apologize. We didn't release an episode last week.
And but all in all, Arsenal are 4 points ahead of Man City. And we are on top of the table.
Honestly.
4 points ahead, zero draws and one loss. City have two draws and one loss.
One
and
loss,
we
say?
Are ahead of the table. Actually, it's a clear sign that we are winning the league. Anyway, please proceed.
Man City on top of the table.
Honestly, it was nice having this break from Mike because
oh my god,
this is what we have to deal with every week.
Yeah, every time we meet.
But City disappointed me really bad.
I mean, you just have to accept the fact.
Honestly, Haaland didn't disappoint me. Yeah, Haaland disappointed the FPL managers out there.
Well, jokes on Haaland, I captained Tony.
yeah,
you know, I was on
you
an
know
agenda
guys?
Against Haaland. I was on an agenda against him.
Oh, but yeah.
So I removed him from my captain.
But then Tony gave out 36 points in the FPL.
Yeah, that's for
that was outstanding.
Yeah, that's for triple captains though. He had 12, like.
Yeah.
12 raw points.
He had 12 points, but for the triple captains, he had 36 points.
Yeah.
Guys, let me just take you back to when I asked you to take Haaland off your FPLs. Now, this was the time. You didn't hear me. For those who did, yeah, the poor who captained Ivan Tony, well, good for you. But the ones who stuck with Haaland, thinking Haaland was the robot that you thought they... Haaland's not a robot, and he doesn't always score.
Well, according to me...
In your opinion...
In my opinion, I will not captain Haaland. In fact, I see myself triple captaining him next week.
Alright, you know what?
Because...
Do that.
Yes, because I think the next match is when he will... be more motivated to score more goals.
What if he doesn't?
I mean,
and then it continues
does?
For the next 30 games. Okay, not
I mean,
30, maybe 24.
Haaland.
Guys, it's coming.
See, it's coming. You just wait.
It's coming.
Yeah,
just wait. Just sit and just, yeah, you can just go on and captain Haaland.
So now Liverpool fans want to tell us that Nunes is on top of Haaland. Is that the case?
Nunes is not a footballer. Honestly,
Nunes,
let's start
from there.
In my unprofessional opinion,
he should go.
He's not a footballer.
I think Nunes will just pack his bags and go home. I mean, what was that he did to Haaland? Because if you look at it, the open goal that he missed against Salah was very open, in fact.
Yes.
He didn't have anyone marking him.
Yeah.
And you know what Nunes decided?
Tell
you
us
know
what
he
decided
I,
to.
He
Tell
just
us.
Decided
humor us.
I mean he just said, you know what? Let me show you what I can do.
And he showed you
and
exactly,
he showed you exactly
what
you can
do.
This
is what you get.
This is what you guys signed.
This is what you get. This is what you signed. Where on earth?
100 million.
Did you get Nunes for 100 million?
100 million.
The big, and you say Maguire is a fraud?
And you say
this
Maguire
is now a bigger fraud.
Yeah, this is the multi-million.
You see, at least Maguire is a defender.
Yeah,
this guy is
a striker.
A striker who scores. Did he score any goal by there?
Yeah, he scored in the UEFA against Rangers.
Yeah.
In the UEFA.
7 goals.
Yeah. But in the Premier League, you know, this is the main thing. This is where the salary comes from.
Yeah. And
so, and he has only one goal.
So being paid for nothing.
A whole striker.
A whole striker.
Mm-hmm.
While his competitor has 15 goals.
Don't
I mean,
mention the competitor.
Even.
I mean, he's even a competitor. He's even nothing to be compared to. Let me just stop from there.
Jerry could beat.
And there were new signings. Now, they were supposed to be pitted against each other this season.
Mm.
They were supposed to be competing. Surely.
I mean, Jerry could be a better number 9.
Yeah.
Hey. Guys, Jerry is a better footballer
I'm a
than
better,
he is.
I would have done.
In fact, Liverpool, if you see Jerry, please. Jerry is here actually asking for a signing.
Now that we are signing anyone and everyone.
Just
you can as
Jerry.
Well,
in
take
fact,
me.
You can just sign Jerry.
In fact, yeah.
We will move this podcast to Anfield.
Definitely. We will.
And that Jerry will be scoring odd goals against Manchester United.
Yeah, when we play.
Manchester United,
I just go in our own net and celebrate.
Morata reincarnated.
Hat trick of odd goals.
Yes.
A hat trick.
Yeah, because that's what
they
we
will
do.
Sing my name.
yeah. all the way.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of which, since you're now deciding to focus on Liverpool at the moment, you actually noticed that they scored 7-1 against Strangers in the UEFA.
Yeah, small club.
Giving Salah.
Yeah,
hat-trick.
Salah hat trick. He has even more UCL goals than Premier League goals.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that hat trick was so.
It was not like a fire hat trick. It was just
a nice
hat-trick,
random
goals.
Like Son's hat trick or Ronaldo's hat trick last
season. Yeah, last season.
It
yeah.
was.
Actually, Ronaldo scored back to back hat tricks.
It was just a bunch of goals.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch. And they were so stupid. Like, the ball is just floating past the keeper at speed of 1 kilometer per second. And this. This man cannot catch it.
The goalkeeper is giving Cal the Dragon vibes.
How I will not let such a ball get past me. Such easy goals.
Cal the Dragon.
Was that an agenda? Match fixing, you say?
Yeah, match fixing.
Yeah.
Because that makes no sense. Though I think Firmino is.
Firmino is trying.
His goals.
Yeah,
I think Firmino is outstanding. Luis Diaz is outstanding.
You know, he's had a lot of.
If I can say, exceptional.
Yeah, you know, Mike and exceptional are now synonymous.
Two pods in a pea.
two peas in a pod.
Hot.
I don't know what pods you have that are inside peas.
Oh, God.
I mean,
two peas in a pod.
I mean, you're in a podcast, so.
You're in a podcast, so it's two peas in a pod.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that hat-trick was undeserved for Salah.
For Salah.
But I think they deserved the win.
Yeah.
But they would have won like 4-1.
No,
remove Salah's hat-trick. I don't recognize those.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the other 4 goals.
Yeah. No, the one was an
actually
goal.
Actually, one was offside. So technically, these guys got two goals. Were Firmino's goals. Yeah, so they won 2-1.
So you want to tell me that these guys scored all the goals?
Rangers actually scored first and then scored an own goal. So
there's
that.
So Rangers scored. So if it were Rangers goals versus Liverpool, it would have actually been 6-2.
No.
Actually.
Why your math? Honestly, take that one out.
When you
count the own goal. I mean, don't you get it? When you count the own goal and you take one from the Liverpool goal.
It becomes 5-2 because there were 7 goals in total. Oh no.
There were eight.
So why well they figure out that.
Anyway, when
Serena
figures
out
that.
Oh, there were 7 goals actually. Oh, there were 6-2. Yeah,
do you think?
Right.
Do you think Liverpool is back?
No.
I can't say strongly.
Then, yeah,
because I do see that in the next game, probably they'll just you know, the difference between them and artists is that they draw in their matches. So they might continue drawing in their matches,
mm-hmm.
and probably. I think I'm not sure. Let me not just say that I'm firm that Liverpool is back.
But this is
so
giving them confidence that they need. They need this. They're
probably because you could actually notice that in the previous match where they won against City, they had removed Trent.
Yeah,
so
Trent was in
Trent was the problem.
So actually, if you actually look at it,
if you actually analyze it,
if you actually think about it,
yeah, it's
Trent
the problem.
Was the problem?
And Klopp had us when we told him to take him off because he is the problem.
So thank you, Klopp, for listening to us, and
yeah.
We really appreciate you for taking out that squad.
Yeah, you know, Liverpool are facing West Ham next. What do you think?
West Ham.
West Ham.
Yeah.
Declan Rice.
I don't think West Ham has.
But Liverpool, you know, like Liverpool have not been.
Antonio, but I don't think West Ham have grasped their form this season.
West Ham are very confused. They are scoring handballs, they are playing basketball.
They're playing all kinds of sports. I mean.
I want them to play against. I don't know. I feel like. Okay, I don't feel like. I don't feel.
You do know.
I know that Liverpool have a better chance of winning that game against West Ham than West Ham have, because I think Liverpool. Okay, if they don't start Nunes, they would convert more chances.
Yeah, if they just sideline
that's
Nunes
true.
And
if they start, if they start Diogo Jota and Firmino
and
some
not
serious
Trent,
not Trent.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't so. Oh yeah, I think that's the problem with their team is Nunes and Trent.
Trent.
Definitely.
Yeah, Trent should
and
just
Klopp
be
will figure that
sent
out.
To the moon by. If Elon Musk could buy Liverpool, I don't know why he chose Man United, but if he could buy Liverpool, he could just send Trent.
Just Man United because it's valuable, clearly.
Yeah, Man United is the club.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, why would he buy
You guys know Danny Ward was the man of the match.
He's trying nowadays, eh?
Yeah, he was man of the match.
Oh,
he's
trying.
Yeah, but he's coming up.
Mm.
No, he's not. Next game. Back to basics.
Back to basics.
Back
to default settings.
Speaking of goalkeepers, our goalkeeper.
De Gea.
He made his 500th appearance.
500th appearance, and he made a clean sheet.
Clean sheet, yeah. So that's big, honestly. That's big.
But now, since you are artists
do you have something to say about our club? Just pour it out.
Why? Newcastle, why? I know Newcastle has a history against us, you know. In fact, there was a time you remember Williams?
Uh-huh.
He went into the box and then our defenders were just dancing. They were just breaking their hips, going left, right.
Hips don't lie.
You know, and there's also another game where Longstaff was taking long shots.
That's why it's called Longstaff.
Just hitting Longstaffs.
Longstaffs from the back.
from the middle of the pitch, and our keeper is just dazed.
Yeah.
You know, that Newcastle have a history with us, but still, surely Man United, if we're in the title race.
We are in the title. The keeper
Man United, surely. Serena and Jerry are crying out. Why?
No, Man United know that we're title chasing Reds.
You know, at the beginning of the season.
You see, when you're title chasing,
mm-hmm.
you should be at least winning. But please go on. What did you want to say? What did you
when
want to say?
When you're title chasing.
I feel like. Okay, don't feel.
You're feeling. Jerry is feeling
and
a
I don't
lot
know,
today.
I don't know what is happening to me. I don't know. I'm transforming into. I don't know. But,
uh-huh.
you know, at the beginning of the season,
mm-hmm.
I thought.
Uh-huh.
I thought that Man United would, you know, be contenders for the title.
Yeah.
Then, a few weeks in, I thought, okay, maybe they'd be the top four. But at this point, at this moment, as
mm-hmm.
we speak,
Europa League.
But isn't that always the case?
Number six. Okay, not really.
Because I usually feel like Man United, every season, they usually buy some star players and they make us feel like they'll be title contenders. Probably the top two. Let me just say that, top two. But when the season goes on,
uh-huh.
you'll just find some random figures like number 5 and 7. I don't know.
You know nowadays.
He's talking random.
As you know nowadays.
He's forgetting Arsenal last season.
No, actually, Arsenal last season.
But they finished ahead of us.
Yeah,
we
finished ahead
like,
of
we have no talking points for the last 3 years against Arsenal. That is disgraceful, man. And Man United is now like a retirement home. You know, you get to 30.
Go home.
Go
to
Man United.
Take a plane to Carrington.
Old Trafford.
You turn 31.
Take a
plane to Old Trafford. You feel like retiring. You feel like retiring.
Now I think Man United
give Man United a call.
I think Man United now will wait for Dele Alli to turn into 32 years old so that
they
can
sign
him.
And also find Bale.
Yeah,
they
should.
Find Bale. You might hear they are linked with Benzema.
Yeah. And then we'll be so excited because you know what? It's Benzema.
Then
Benzema.
He comes and scores 2 goals.
And then, Benzema, Champions League, Benzema. Then
he retires.
Now what?
But actually, I think the best signing for you guys is number 7 was Cavani. I don't
Cavani
know.
Did work for us, honestly.
There are certain outliers who actually come and do their work.
Because actually, think for the outliers, I think Cavani.
He deserved that
chance.
Bruno.
He deserved
Man United.
Cavani.
Bruno is a long-term asset. So
yes.
If the manager or the director, I will not let Bruno go.
Yeah, give him time.
Yeah, just give him time.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Even,
not Fred.
Okay, Fred.
Fred,
why is
Fred
even in
Fred
such
our
a discussion?
Game against Newcastle. Did you see that cross Rashford? Okay, the cross Rashford received
mm-hmm,
from Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rashford was at the corner. He was supposed to just pass the ball back to someone who's ahead of in front of the goal. And then he was ahead of the goal. It was Fred.
Fred himself.
And why did Fred decide to take the ball using his left foot like he was Messi or something?
Yeah,
now
but
Fred
he's
missed.
Left-footed.
He's
left-footed. That's why he took it with his left. But you see. You know, normal players have a strong foot, either left or right, then a weak foot.
Uh-huh.
Now Fred has a weak foot and then another weaker foot.
So his strong foot is his weaker foot.
It is his weaker foot.
No, that was
so
not...
he took the ball with his weaker foot, which is also his weak foot.
Weak foot?
Learn in.
So this guy took the ball with his weaker foot and in the 83rd minute, we are not even ahead. We are looking for points. Then our friend here is...
Yeah.
Fred the Red.
Yeah, but you know, my method was... How old is Milinkovic-Savic?
He's in his 30s.
Obviously. Yeah. That's why he was linked to Man United.
Yeah, of course.
But of late, he has been passing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
top tier passes.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
The Bruin class passes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think if he had come, he'd still just joined the old men. In,
yeah, old
man
club.
In wasting our time as we wait for the season to end.
Mm.
Yeah, but if he had come to Man United, I think he'd have done something. Him and Bruno, you know, that would have been
link
something.
Up, uh-huh.
That would have been. But yeah, we can talk about what would have been all day, but
yeah, what is being
here we are. Here we are right now, uh-huh. Number 5, with no hopes of getting to number 4, given that Chelsea and Mount is scoring a brace. What has
it
this one become?
Kick.
That free kick was fire, by the
it
way.
Superb.
That free kick was superb.
Wow.
What
how?
A curve.
Yeah.
How does Mount score a brace?
And Manchester United doesn't score.
Man United scores 0. We how many goals do we have this season? 12.
Yeah. Is it 11 or 12? 12.
I think 12.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, something small. Smaller than even Haaland's tally.
That's sad.
Wow.
And we are 1 point ahead of Newcastle. So Newcastle might be...
And how many points... By the way, how many points are Arsenal ahead of you?
Oh,
almost
please.
10.
13?
No.
No, not 13. You have 27.
11.
Right?
You guys have 13.
We have 16.
No, you have 16.
Yeah,
yeah, you have
11.
16.
You guys
then
have
Chelsea 67. Have 19.
Yeah, so you're ahead
by
11.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah, there's no way we're catching that. Even if we have a game in hand. I know we have a game in hand.
Yeah, we have a game in hand. But you know what?
And it's against Chelsea.
Yeah.
With Mount and we'll just lose it.
No,
then,
by the way, you can actually win it.
You know, guys, we are.
Yeah.
You guys are actually names.
But you can actually win it.
You can actually win it.
Because
I actually,
even our history.
Because you guys have Anthony. And Anthony is a stronghold against for you guys. He's
mm-hmm.
an he's the
yeah, say exceptional now's
watch.
The time.
He's the exceptional player for Man United.
Yeah. And given our history against Man United, in fact there was a season
against
Chelsea. Yeah, our history against Chelsea.
Yeah,
there was a season we beat them in every single game.
No,
in
there's
every single
no
competition.
Chelsea Man United agenda because they are Man United rule.
Hey, Chelsea just comes even on our bad days. Rashford is scoring a free kick from I don't know 1 billion
yeah,
yards out.
From the
yeah.
the Gea assist.
Kepa is back.
Wow,
Kepa is on fire.
Oh,
Kepa
oh
is
my
back.
God.
Kepa is now back.
Edward is
prime,
having the bad
prime
days.
Lawyer.
Kepa since he met his lady, his
yeah,
woman.
Yeah.
he,
oh my God, women can actually change your lives.
Women can yes.
Yeah,
yes. Anyway, when you go when you move on. Yes.
No,
yes,
it's
yes,
just
yes.
No, you're mentioning ever since he met who?
Speaking of keepers,
talk
about Excelsior's keeper who made like 25 saves and still they lost 7 to Ajax. I think they had pains from Kvaratskhelia.
They were pouring out their frustrations to
Wow, they were just forcing goals. It was attack. There was no relenting.
Mm.
And the keeper from Excelsior ended up saving so many, but still, he could only save so much.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's with great sadness that they lost 7 goals.
Yeah, two.
So, again, these teams that are coming from UEFA, Barcelona,
hey.
I don't know, Ajax, then
they
want to come. And catch Man United who are only scoring 1 goal against Omonoya Nikasosoya.
But then speaking of that
but
match, what do you have to say? Jay, what do you have to say with
McTominay? Awful, pathetic. Oh, McTominay, the super sub that Mike said that should be played as a super sub. At least that made sense.
Mm.
Yes.
He came in as our super sub and
yeah, like
his
the Man City game. I'll never forget that game. Like I feel like McTominay is our super sub. Now
yeah,
should just
naturally
be like
be
and then come on later.
Sub.
Yeah. So
save us. You know how I told you it's in these games that we don't have goals where this Fred and McTominay save us. But
did
you
just
like,
say Fred saves us in
no,
games we don't have goals? Have
no,
you forgotten?
Did you just say Fred?
No, but yesterday Fred decided to do what he did, but he would have scored as a goal honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's that.
The natural reader, they say.
You know, when you're playing FIFA,
yeah.
Without fail, if Fred makes an interception, the commentator has to say, Fred is a natural reader of the game.
Okay.
He's only a natural reader of the game if
you're
the one behind the pad is controlling him. Otherwise, if he's on his own volition out in the real world, he's
just chewing gum.
There's nothing natural or reading that is going on. So, yeah.
Anyway, Man United, we face Tottenham and then Chelsea.
Tottenham?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we face Harry Kane at the club.
Face Harry Kane.
Meanwhile.
Otherwise, the penalties. He actually made his 400th appearance.
Who even cares about what Tottenham is doing right now?
Yeah, I know you don't, but
I mean,
I'm mentioning
they
because
don't
we're facing Tottenham next.
Yeah, they don't have trophies. Like, you wonder, what were you doing when Arsenal was winning 13 Premier League?
14 FA Cups, I mean.
When Arsenal was winning 14 FA Cups.
We won an FA Cup with our banter team.
Man United
was with
winning,
our banter team.
I don't know how many Cups in total does Man United have? Over 20, right?
20,
yeah.
Yeah. Where was Tottenham?
I mean,
even City, a small team from just a few years ago, has won Premier Leagues. Okay, no UCLs though.
I mean, Total
yeah,
FC. Total FC.
That's not funny. So moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
We had El Clasico.
El Clasico. Benzema actually
Benzema playing like someone
who knows
that he wants to win.
He wants to win the Ballon d'Or the following day.
Yeah.
I mean,
but Barcelona.
Poor.
Why is Xavi playing Busquets all the time? I think it's because they are friends or something.
He's been playing Busquets since I don't know where.
I don't know if they have a brotherhood or something, because Kessié is on the bench. He can fill that position very well. Busquets, his time is over. He will just go to Man United and retire there.
Yeah, we're accepting old age.
Because clearly, that's where all people go.
You should be linked to Man United
and
assist Casemiro over there.
Man United is the new MLS.
Did you guys hear about the Drake curse?
Oh
yeah.
The Drake curse is only.
Yeah, I think
but,
it was in action.
You know,
I
think Arteta is the one who overcame it and won against Leeds.
Yeah. You know, Drake put a bet on Arsenal and Barcelona, and then he lost. Now you know Drake. He's taking pictures with footballers, athletes, and then in their next match.
Ever since he received that jersey, Barcelona has lost to Real Madrid 3-1.
Yeah.
Actually, Valverde, Benzema, and Rodrigo. I mean, those players are exceptional. I mean,
exceptional
is the word that I'll use for
exceptional,
outstanding players.
And even
I don't know why Ibaka chose to wear the OVO owl on there. They know about the Drake class, honestly. I don't know why, but they saw it coming.
I don't think people actually in the real world take such things seriously. But though...
No, they should.
I think it's
should.
Like, it's more of the Ramsey curse. Because, you see, the Ramsey curse, like, Ramsey, every time Ramsey scores a goal, there's a celebrity that passes on. Because there was a time in 2011 where he was in his form. And I think he scored 4 goals. So there was Muammar Gaddafi, I don't know, and 3 other people who died during the same year.
It's a serial.
That's the thing. What's
yeah,
that?
But Real Madrid had the upper hand. They had met for the 185th time in La Liga, and Real Madrid had won 76, Barca 73, and they drew 35. So
Madrid have the upper hand.
But with their current form, anyway. And of course, there are Benzema, of course.
I mean, Real is
winning.
The best club of all time. I mean, who doesn't accept that?
Baka should fear.
Yeah.
Jay has something to say.
So, do you support Arsenal? Pick a side.
Pick a side.
I am 100% an Arsenal fan.
Uh-huh.
Then the 1% that is left from 100, I support Real Madrid. So, please, just do the math and you'll figure out that later.
Oh, that's hard. But me, I'm a Madrid fan through and through.
No.
No?
I don't understand.
Manchester United, okay.
What's going on here?
Preferences. Or not preferences. I don't know.
It's not a must that, okay.
Yeah.
In as much as I support Arsenal, listen to me. Wait. Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something.
Able to tell us.
You see, in as much as I support Arsenal,
I
actually love the way Real Madrid play, because it's top-notch.
Since long time.
Yeah. Actually, they've been dominating the
La Liga.
They've been dominating football. Let me just say that. they've been dominating football ever since.
Mm.
And Real Madrid is an outstanding club, if I may say, because these guys are actually
exceptional.
Exceptional.
Yes.
And you know
you
what?
Just said it.
When Arsenal start losing, Mike will come back here and start saying, "Oh gosh, I have Real Madrid. It's good. It's a good thing I mentioned it."
Honestly,
and
I don't even
knows.
Know if Arsenal will start losing. I don't even know if that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Speaking of Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
Barcelona,
uh-huh.
getting themselves. Barcelona,
uh-huh.
getting themselves kicked out of the Champions League.
I mean, it's a Barce and then loan. Ah. Because
so,
a lot of money.
On to things that make sense.
Uh-huh.
There are people, I think Barcelona is a very unfair team, especially to those who are working hard. For example, people like Gavi,
mm-hmm. yeah.
In that Champions League game, he had a very high work rate. He was
yeah.
really playing his heart out.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing like he was. But you see, people like Busquets are out here slacking. So it's like he's playing for two people. And he's being paid the salary of one person.
Uh-huh.
And so it's actually very
Lan in.
What is going on?
It's actually very unfair to certain people. And I honestly thought Lewandowski would be like a game changer.
Yeah.
To Barcelona.
I mean, you're so affiliated to Arsenal anyway. Go
Arsenal's on Jerry's mind.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of how
they tormented you.
They
no,
did not torment me.
They did not torment.
How can we beat a team? then you say they torment me.
Hey,
that
we
makes no
beat
sense.
Arsenal. I'm not going to mention this.
In fact, we beat you. Why are you even here?
I mean, it was a time for small teams to beat big teams. I mean, Man United, Arsenal, Liverpool, City. I mean, it was a time for you guys to just experience how it feels to beat big teams.
Oh,
are you done?
Okay, yeah, carry on, please. Please,
are you
please
done?
Carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Carry
I was
on.
Saying,
yeah.
What was I even saying?
Yeah.
What was I saying?
You were saying Barcelona, you mistook Arsenal.
You mistook Arsenal
I did not
for
mistake
Barcelona.
Arsenal
okay.
for Barcelona.
You just mentioned Barcelona.
You just
Arsenal
talked about Lewandowski
Arsenal.
And how.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's failing. Okay, he's not failing. He's just in a
bad.
What
failing.
A way to say.
He's just in a difficult situation. Yeah.
Who told him to leave Bayern? Why did he leave?
He was looking for greater heights, you know. He had that goats normally traverse
Barcelona
continents.
I mean, he should have just gone to Man United.
Yeah, because anyway, it's an old people's home.
Yeah,
anyway.
Retirement home.
So he could just go play it for Man United, and of course, waste our time.
Yeah, waste our time.
Waste your time.
We pay him money.
FPL managers paying because FPL
yeah.
managers buy expensive people from Man United for 12 million. They score one goal the whole season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm not speaking out of spite. I'm not even feeling any pain in my heart. This is just an honest take from a disappointed fan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Pedri Gavi
mm-hmm.
need to talk to their manager to kick Busquets
out
of that midfield so that they play with Casey, someone who can be really a really good CDM for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
anyway,
you
Kvaratskhelia is
the goat.
Kvaratskhelia the goat.
He will always be the goat.
Uh-huh.
Napoli have sealed their win in the Serie A long ago. If you look at their record, it's just
www.kvaratskhelia.com.
/.
Napoli are on
winners of the league.
Yeah, but Barcelona are really wasting a lot of chances.
In fact,
I don't know what's their problem.
They should just be.
The problem is Busquets.
I mean, you know, actually Barcelona. The problem with the Barcelona is that they're actually leveraging on more on the older guys, but I think they should be giving time if they are building a team.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
should be giving more time to the younger players.
Yes, that's true.
You know, the likes of Araujo, the likes of Pedri, Gavi, Ansu Fati.
Mm.
Yeah, they should be giving them more gameplay so that they can actually, you know, the way Arsenal did. Even though Arsenal. In the past two seasons, they've been struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
The last season, but one,
mm-hmm.
they finished at number 8. And the previous season they finished at number 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now actually you can see that they are struggling. They are paving their way to the top 4.
Mm-hmm.
But actually Barcelona are doing good in their league because actually they are playing in the Champions League.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They should be actually giving more time to the younger players, you see.
They should
yes.
just do one game, all young players, give them chances because, yeah, the older players don't seem to be...
Yeah, yeah. Not necessarily all young players, but...
Yeah, like
but
majority.
The game should have
yeah,
more
young
ones. Players than older players because
yeah.
if you see
we need fresh
Arsenal,
energy.
Like the youngest player is Xhaka
mm-hmm.
and he's
youngest.
28.
Oldest.
The oldest, yeah, the oldest. I'm sorry, the oldest player.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually 28. And there's no...
That's Man United.
Actually,
that's Man United's youngest.
That's Man United's youngest player. But
yeah.
actually, the rest of the guys,
mm-hmm.
actually, I think 25 and below. Because
mm-hmm.
if you see from Ramsdale is 24,
mm-hmm.
when you go that way, Tierney is 24. The defense, the whole defense is 24. I think
yeah,
Saliba
youngsters.
Is 23,
mm-hmm.
and Gabriel is 20. Yeah. They're actually below 25.
Yeah,
let me just say that.
Players,
yeah. So.
Yeah, so
that's
I think other
Barcelona.
Managers should
yeah,
be taking lessons from
that's
Arteta.
True.
Honestly,
yeah.
they should
people
be
people like Pique. They should no longer
yeah,
be playing.
Pique has been playing football since.
Pique cannot even
since
defend
I was born.
Anymore. Pique cannot even defend
yeah.
anymore. So
yeah.
no, he should go
home.
Home.
you already did Manchester United.
Go do
so.
Movies or something.
Or he should go to the Turkish league and
yeah.
play with the likes of Marcelo.
Yeah. As in a place that does not interfere with. Youngsters, upcoming careers,
yeah.
Nah, so people like those. Anyway, another disappointing thing because it's all about disappointments.
Yeah,
all about disappointments.
Atletico, how do you draw
mm-hmm.
with a team that has a red card? I mean, how do you draw with a team that has
a red card
in the UEFA Champions League? I think Simeone's time is gone. He needs to exit.
But Atletico has been having one manager, so I don't know which manager they'll find next. Will they hire Tuchel or Pochettino?
Tuchel's still jobless.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He's about to make his return into the managerial scene.
Yeah.
But I think if they sack this guy.
Simeone.
I'm even forgetting his name. Simeone.
Diego Simeone.
If they sack Simeone,
mm-hmm.
I think the next person they'll go for is Thomas Tuchel. But I don't know if he will be sacked
mm-hmm.
or. But how? I mean, Atletico. I don't think
he'll be sacked. He won't even agree to be sacked.
Yeah.
He won't even accept the letter of
signation. Sackment.
The letter of sacrament. He will not accept it.
Sacramentation.
No, Atletico won't sack him. He sacks Atletico. So
people,
I don't. It is say.
People are also talking about Ronaldo to Atletico because of you
I
know.
And he should go.
I don't think that.
You know because
will
of
ever
yeah
happen.
Yeah.
And that
it
will
was,
never happen.
Even,
it will never
even,
happen.
Even Simeone himself, he just threw him out. Remember how Ronaldo is the only. A team with Ronaldo is the only team that could stop Diego Simeone in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway,
so if you can't beat them, just buy
them.
Those days are gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays we are living in dark times where Arsenal and Saka are shining, where Mount is scoring a free kick.
And Arsenal
and like,
is shining.
Mm.
Ah, better days. Better days are coming. I mean.
Yeah, better days for us.
Yeah,
what?
In the next 10 years.
We don't have a future.
Yeah, in the next 10 years probably.
You think we have a future? That is where you go
in the
wrong.
Next 10 years.
Now that is where you go wrong. But if... Arsenal sell Martinelli to Chelsea.
Oh.
You know, they are scouting him. They are offering him some small monies.
Yeah.
20,000, you know, just to lure him slowly. You know these youngsters, they like
you know,
they like money.
They like
yeah.
money.
Yeah, they like money.
And
but I think you know, it's actually not believable, but it will be a surprise move if Martinelli goes to Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And since Arteta was saying that he's hoping there's a lot of money to be spent
mm-hmm.
in the January transfer window.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that, I know rumors from other sources,
mm-hmm.
not Fabrizio, I mean,
mm-hmm.
from other sources that Mbappe
mm-hmm.
would not see any problem if he signs for Arsenal or Chelsea. That's what he said. Because he's had a good relationship.
But that's something funny I've heard today.
Okay. Chelsea, you know,
why
but
because
why,
of money?
Why would he
I don't
go
see
to Chelsea?
That move. I don't see that move ever happening.
Yeah, that
I don't
that's
know.
Never happening.
I personally
happens,
would not sign for Chelsea. honestly.
If it happens, it will be a surprise.
I think even right now, currently, the structure that Arsenal has built, I think it would be very difficult to incorporate a new foreigner, a new player into that kind of system, because I think right now
they have
already like done
the foundation,
like,
is
the way Mike was saying, they've been building a team.
Yeah,
and it's true, they've been building it, and now they have reached a point where it's actually built.
Yeah,
it would be difficult to incorporate, especially someone like Mbappe, who is selfish and he's out for his own glory.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
looking for,
he wants to play
matches
alone
to
against
end, and
the
yeah,
opponent.
He wants to play a whole game
alone.
Speaking of which,
uh-huh.
There was a point that he reached, he was not agreeing well with the club, because
uh-huh.
I think he actually next summer he wants to leave the club, because
uh-huh.
He's not actually being utilized in the position that he is wishing to play. Because he actually wants to play as a number 7,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
the club wants to utilize him as a number 9. So I think he was heavily linked to Real
mm-hmm.
the other time, but I don't know whether Real would accept him, because Real now wants, because they have no space for another number 7. They have
yeah.
Vinicius.
Same as
I mean,
fast.
If you have Vinicius, who else will you want?
What do you need? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't like Vinicius, by the way, but
I know, yeah,
the point stands.
It's impossible. It's
yeah, but
close
the,
to impossible
the
to
point
like him.
Stands
me.
That Mbappe right now, he's put himself in a very difficult position
mm-hmm.
where if he leaves that club, he might have nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he can go to Barcelona.
He cannot go to Barcelona.
Just
let's
them.
Just say that.
But he cannot. But that,
yeah.
that's a move that is very astronomical.
Impossible.
And
his
impossible.
Time for a move has passed, honestly.
Yeah. I think he should just. Because. Actually the last transfer window
uh-huh.
was actually the time he could make a difference
yeah.
through a transfer, but I don't think now he can
that's gone. He should
Mbappe
now
Pal.
Focus on
now he's just sit tight and
just
wait
focus
for
on
the
farming
ride.
And
yeah, in the Farmers League, and Real will actually not accept him. I know
mm-hmm.
that being a 1% Real out of the 101%, I would not say that Mbappe will be accepted into Real.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether Arsenal will accept him. If probably they sell Martinelli.
Why do you guys want to fumble? What?
I don't know if that's a possible move, but
uh-huh.
I don't
just
know.
Come
I don't
and decide that he's the only one playing. And
he wants
yeah.
to play alone
he,
against Man City.
Like, I think he will ruin your
yeah.
yeah. He'll just ruin it. So
he'll ruin everything that has been.
So
much
no
as
thanks.
Yeah, much as I don't like you guys, I don't want to wish that way.
We don't. Yeah. No, thank you. We just actually want to return to the sender and everything to return back to normal.
Yeah.
We are okay with the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually looking forward to see the transfers that will be made by our team
uh-huh.
in the next transfer window. Cause
who do you want to leave? Who do you want in your club?
People are, I honestly do not know, but I think that Arteta should just make a wise decision. Actually, he should buy a center, a CDM.
Mm-hmm.
But probably I don't know whether he'll buy Tillmans or
Tillmans.
Because
uh-huh.
I actually feel he'll be that dominating in the CDM.
And Partey would go.
Yeah, Partey. You know, Partey is prone to injury, so you never know when he's
yeah when he's
prone
going
to
go
injury
down.
When he's going to go down and bring in Lokonga,
mm-hmm.
Albert
Sambi,
Lokonga, uh-huh.
and actually, company said that he's a combination of I don't know which player.
Vincent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He said Lokonga is a combination of someone.
Yeah, he's a combination of, I don't know of how many players. He mentioned 3 players. And he said he's that player that can stand out for Arsenal
mm-hmm.
In case of when they actually need a CDM like Lokonga.
Mm-hmm.
But actually I've not seen the implementation of company's words into
also he was
the
just,
reflection of what he said.
So he was just dreaming.
So yeah, he's just a dreamer.
He's just a dreamer.
Yeah.
Writing
but,
stories.
Yeah. But he has a future.
But Arsenal need, I think, a defender. I think
yeah,
because
we need another defender.
There's someone there at the back line who is really doing you injustices. There's someone at the back line who
needs
to be
replaced.
Who needs to be replaced?
Yeah.
But I think
the huge problem with Arsenal at the defense is that they need to learn how to communicate better. Because if they learn how to communicate better, is now when they
where does Saliba come from? Country
France
and Gabriel
Brazil.
So language barrier. So I think now we are breaking down these issues. Language barrier.
Ateta, you should be taking notes.
So I think Gabriel should be removed.
If Brazil speak Portuguese and
honestly,
the local language, and France speak French and French,
why should they just?
But actually, Saliba was actually struggling in when he came back to the club initially before this season. No, not like this season, but.
The previous season.
The coach is giving instructions and advice that the later is going to pull a guy from their country.
He actually even said that his English is not very well.
Straight.
So I think he needs to improve on his communication.
Yeah, he should improve.
But they have money. They should hire people to teach them during their free time.
Spend time in this dictionary.
Yeah.
Sit down and get taught English.
When the coach says press, and he doesn't understand what the meaning of that press is,
he's just there doing nothing.
Not fair.
Yeah, so they should learn English in their free time instead of doing other things in the changing room.
And then coming later and saying that they don't understand what the coach is saying.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, learn English. That's what
you're
trying to say.
Learn English.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still mad at Nunes.
You shouldn't be, because he doesn't even deserve your time, honestly. What am I saying?
No, he does not.
He does not.
I mean, did you guys see the open pass he was supposed to make to Salah?
Yes, we saw.
Actually, Liverpool was supposed to win 2-0.
He was hoping that people don't see that pass.
Yeah.
But we saw it.
Get confused.
We saw it.
we saw it, you know.
And actually, the one that he was ahead... The one that he was, I think he was counter-attacking. He even failed to shoot the ball.
You know, I think...
I mean,
he was excited.
But where on earth did Nunes come from? Because...
Klopp, where did you pick him from?
Yeah, what was the criteria for hiring Nunes exactly? Because...
I mean...
It actually
makes
no sense.
Because he scored 3 goals in the Champions League against you guys.
Don't mean that you should just go and...
He splashed 100 million. Way to go. Where to go, Liverpool?
But Klopp has also made a few questionable signings. Like, you know, people like... What was his name?
Which one?
Luis Diaz.
No. Takumi.
Takumi
Minamino.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, pointless.
I think that was very pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have money, there are better ways to waste it.
Yeah.
Like on Maguire.
Somebody should just come and pick Maguire and take
them.
But as long as he's no longer playing.
The Man United.
We are happy to have him, honestly.
Yeah, but as long as he's no longer playing, it's fine. We don't even care.
Yeah.
Maguire, Phil Jones, Smalling.
We wish him very nice vacation.
Yeah, especially Maguire and Phil
Learn
Jones.
French, you know. Learn French
and
in case
Smalling.
You move to, I don't know, Farmers League. You know, Maguire, you should
and
be
And McTominay and Fred. And the rest.
Mm.
But
yes.
Matumini, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah, Jerry's actually considering his. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe
McTominay. But from the bench, obviously. So.
No,
yeah.
But McTominay should just stick as a super sub.
Yeah,
of course.
I hope
Ten Hag knows that McTominay is better as a super sub than he is as a starter.
Yeah, I hope he wouldn't give him 10 hugs after the match. Because
10 hugs!
That's not funny.
Okay.
That's Jerry's way of recognizing good jokes.
Yeah, good
joke.
That was a good joke.
No, I didn't say that. He said that. 10 hugs.
Why can't you be saying 10 hugs every episode? I'm tired.
I'm
I just need one hug.
So you want to beat me up?
I don't need one hug.
One hug, two hugs, three.
Well, you can come and beat me at the top of the table.
Okay.
Speaking of beating you guys,
we already did that.
Yeah, but it's getting old now.
Yeah, it's getting
old.
That's the only thing
yeah.
we have against
that's the only point.
That's the only highlight you have.
That's the only talking
we've
point.
Only,
but you know what? No other club can
matches,
say that, honestly.
We've
no
never
other...
drawn against any team.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we've won all our matches ever since the preseason, actually.
How many games did Arsenal Invisibles win? 49?
49.
49.
Yes.
But this season, unfortunately, there's no way of hitting that target. Because if I can remember correctly, a certain game at Old Trafford did not go your way at all. So.
Oh God.
But a certain game at Emirates will go our way.
No, we don't.
I mean,
we don't look at it.
Yes. It's
actually
will disappoint.
No,
I'm not speaking if buts or maybes. I'm talking of
absolutes. We know, but
yes.
You know, let's get back here after that game and see, and then we're going to evaluate ourselves.
No, but you guys, did you see how Arsenal played that game?
I don't think I don't think I'm going to come for that recording after we play at Emirates, because I know the result. I'm not going to say, but I know the result, and I don't think I'll be available for that. I'll be busy that day for that recording, because I don't think
we'll be running other errands.
In any position to be confident.
Personally, I'll be there.
You'll be running other errands and crying.
I don't think
we're
in a position to have any confidence against Arsenal right now. So,
but okay, you know, I will be there. I don't think it will affect me as much as it will affect Jerry. I'll just be here. He's still bubbly and maybe cry three or four hugs.
I think I'll be the only one smiling this season, because we're actually entering into the World Cup period, and we've actually lost only one match and drawn none of
and
the matches.
You lost against Manchester United.
You lost against Manchester United. Anyway, speaking of World Cup, it's very clear that I'm supporting Argentina for reasons known to me.
Not you, Messi, honestly. Not to you.
No,
you've
I'm actually
us.
Supporting Argentina because of
Di Maria.
No.
Dybala.
Because of Correa. Yes.
Correa.
I'm supporting it because of Correa.
Andre Correa.
Both of them.
Oh.
Yes.
And Joaquin Correa.
Yes, I'm supporting. Yes. Not Messi. I didn't even know Messi was in Argentina.
But
he is in Argentina. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm supporting.
Mike's supporting Brazil. I have no idea what I'm supporting.
Yeah,
I can't support.
We all know that you on the day of the final,
you'll be supporting
you
England
after the team has won.
I know she'll be supporting England because
like,
of Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
Or,
no, it's not
she'll
even
be supporting
called
the winning team.
Yes. At, on that day, on the final, on the final, when the cup is being lifted, you just hear Serena. So my team won. This has been my team all along.
Yeah, my team all along.
But secretly, she's supporting England, and she
because
knows
of Jesse Lingard.
They won't go anywhere, so she's afraid to say.
And look,
you know
sure.
what? If Jesse Lingard were to be called up, honestly, I'd support England. But now that he isn't, I have
but
to
now,
find someone
but
else.
Now because
someone else
Arsenal
to shout
star Emil Smith Rowe has been called up.
How is his injury, by the way? Have you guys heard from him?
Yeah,
I mean,
long time no see.
Long time no hear.
But
long time no goal.
He'll surely make a comeback.
Yeah,
Emil Smith Rowe.
He shouldn't miss out on this glory that Arsenal is in, honestly, because
he should be
part of it.
He should be part. Yeah,
he's actually part of it.
He's actually the person that rescued us from the Willian situation. Because against Chelsea, we knew that we would lose.
Ah, Willian. Why was Willian even brought into the team?
That was so unnecessary.
Stupid thing I saw that season.
I mean,
that season, a lot of things happened. Hey,
Willian,
Borges,
Da Silva. I mean, this guy disappointed us. How could you be playing at the front and score one season? Or I mean, one goal all season.
How?
In all competitions. You don't even score in the Europa, you don't even score in the Premier League.
Even Maguire had more goals then.
Hey, Maguire,
then
Maguire, Maguire used to hate goals. He blinded us.
Yeah.
We got blinded by him.
Including his famous long shot.
Against that small team.
Yeah,
that didn't have a keeper. Maguire was messy.
Messy Maguire.
Messi. Dribble. Then outside the box, shot and it went in.
Hey,
yeah,
we thought
we had something. No.
We thought we had 90 million assets.
We thought we had
Messi,
defender,
that
time
Maguire,
he was showing up against small teams. And people are like, Maguire, captain.
Yeah.
Hey, he became captain so rapidly.
Oh my.
Yeah, that was like...
Young left and... Oops. Maguire
all of a sudden Maguire for captain.
They didn't even give the guy a chance or someone else who's been. That was a surprise.
Yeah, they should have given someone like De Gea.
De Gea, honestly.
Yeah.
The guy is
people,
a legend.
People who deserve it. But Maguire is getting so many things that he does not deserve. Like, he's not even going to the World Cup. And people are missing out.
Maguire is making his way into the first team
mm-hmm.
of England. And they're expecting to win the World
Southgate
Cup.
Southgate is making very questionable choices.
I mean, Southgate, I'm expecting to see how Southgate will actually make it to the Champions, no, to the World Cup. I mean, the same is
quarter,
actually.
Because
yeah. England has been, even last time they made it to the semis.
Yeah,
they did.
And now they are nowhere. I don't know whether they'll make it even to the quarterfinals. I'm not sure. Cause
with Maguire and Trent, you might even take Trent. Instead of
unless they make
James.
Use of the forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the likes of.
Don't mention Saka.
Yeah, Saka. I had to mention him. With the likes of Saka. Harry Kane.
Yeah, Saka could be instrumental for that team,
yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Kane. Yeah.
Saka is being brought up slowly,
yeah,
with Arsenal, England.
I'm sure they're carrying Mason Mount.
Yeah.
Are they carrying Declan Rice?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe,
of course.
Maybe.
Why would they not carry him?
But Declan Rice this season.
But he scored last
week.
Yeah, he did. He scored in the game. Though they drew, but.
Yeah, they drew, but he scored. Late finisher.
But he's a CDM. You don't expect him to score. He's not.
When he actually scores top beans, we'll call him rice and beans.
Ha!
Wow.
So, as I was saying.
Make the dry jokes.
So, as I was saying,
uh-huh,
too many people don't deserve to travel. But they're traveling, so. I mean, who said life was fair? Even I deserve to travel more than Maguire to the World Cup. But I'm not going, and he's going, so.
Yeah, things happen.
And with that,
happy birthday to Maguire.
We would like to sign out.
Yeah, it's been interesting. We have loved it here.
Yes, so thank you so much, guys, for sticking with us throughout the episode. And follow us on our social pages. Serena, could you please tell us?
Of course. Instagram at the Fourth Official Podcast. Send us your thoughts, send us your messages, and also email us at the Fourth Official Podcast at the Fourth Official Podcast at gmail.com and
.co.k.
No, why are you guys confusing me? For a minute I forgot our handle.
Yeah.
And then, this is so funny. Oh, I want to give a very special shout out to our biggest fan so far. His name is Julius Ndunda. We are so happy.
Julius Ndunda.
You're our biggest fan so far. You've been sending us messages and telling us how you love our episodes. Yeah, we definitely love
you. We really appreciate
you. Yeah, we appreciate you. And
so
guys.
Be like Julius Ndunda.
Yeah. Be like Julius Ndunda.
Be like Julius.
Yeah,
be like
Julius.
And support us.
Okay, with that, we would love to...
to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Yeah, because... we are the Fourth Official Podcast. You can also call us the Fourth...
Harmony.
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 The Fourth Official Podcast / Fourth Harmony. Yeah, we can do both.
Yeah.
Music
we're
and
we're
football.
Just talented like that.
Yeah, it just happened so that we are...
we are all rounded.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah, we're all rounded like Saka.
Yeah, like Saka.
Like Saka.
And Perisic.
And Perisic.
And Mason Mount.
and Serena.
And... wow.
Okay, guys. Bye. Stay
tuned for the next episode of the Fourth Official Podcast. See you then.
Okay, we won't see you, but you get the point.
Yeah.